We will continue to item number 11, wild turkey hunting season, and we'll be receiving information virtually from our Wildlife Program Administrator, Andrew Norton. Welcome, sir.
Welcome. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. I am Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator, and just want to check, make sure you can all hear me fine.
Yes, we can hear you.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So I will start with the various turkey seasons. There will be four specific seasons that I'll go through. A little bit different finalization date with those seasons. Even though I'm starting with the spring seasons, they will be finalized in September, so we have 90 days before we would ask for those to be finalized in order to get those season structures in place by the spring of next year, whereas the fall turkey seasons, agenda item 11C and D, are actually moved up a couple months. This is because there's no meeting in August, and in order to get the information for the application finalized and ready to go for this fall, we would ask that action to finalize the fall turkey seasons be taken in July, so next month. But I'll start with the spring wild turkey seasons, agenda item 11A. And there will be a lot more discussion on these seasons because we are currently waiting on harvest data. So it would be beneficial to have that information from this past spring to make license recommendations. But just starting out with the spring wild turkey hunting season, chapter 410613. Again, this would be ideally finalized in September. And just run through some of the season structure first for spring turkey. This would be for 2 years. The traditional, what you would call maybe the prairie firearm season, would start the second Saturday in April and run through the end of May. That's different than the Black Hills. That one starts the fourth Saturday in April. And just with these two seasons, I do want to point out a point of confusion that we really want to get the word out that, as you can see, the asterisk at the bottom of the season date says that the mentored and archery spring seasons align exactly with the prairie and Black Hills seasons. So, for example, a mentored youth hunting in the Black Hills would have to follow those season dates, April 26 to May 31, 2025, for example, whereas a mentored youth, they would just have that one single license. They can hunt both areas, but if they're hunting on the prairie, they can start April 12th instead of April 26th. So something I'd like to clarify so there's less confusion for our mentored youth and archery turkey hunters in the spring. And you can see I've outlined all the season dates for the next 2 years. There are a couple units, specifically Unit 8 and 44. That Unit 8 is Davison and Hanson. Unit 44 is Lincoln County. Those have split seasons. And then Unit 58B, which is for persons who are using a wheelchair, that season would run from April 12th to 30th. That's not a split season. So the open area, that would be figure one on page, I don't have the page number, but three pages ahead in this agenda item, shows the open units. It's not statewide. But moving into licenses, the Black Hills, there's going to be an unlimited number of licenses for residents and non-residents. This is a one-tag male turkey licenses. On the prairie, that's where we get to the specific unit license allocation. There's different allocations for resident, non-resident. West River is 8% of the resident licenses. East River is 0%. And then there are also one-tag versus two-tag license. This is just going through what they were last year. And those would be updated in subsequent commission meetings. Again, we go through final license numbers, hopefully in September. Archery and mentored opportunities are unlimited, and those are restricted to one-tag male turkey licenses in the spring. There's also some opportunities on some public land with access permits. So if you have an archery license, you can apply for a limited access permit at Good Earth State Park, where there's five, Adams Homestead and Nature Preserve. There'd be 30 archery and 20 with the mentored turkey. So in administrative rule, why, again, similar with a lot of the seasons I go through, no need to change that because the license number caps just are maximums in administrative rule. Therefore, we can take administrative action rather than changing rule, and that can happen further down the road in September. A little bit about the drawings for Turkey. I believe it was a year ago the commission made a change to how many licenses you can apply for in the second drawing. Right now it's only one license may be applied for in the first and second drawings. And then that bullet point number three in the third drawing, you can apply for an unlimited, or a person may apply for one license in the third drawing, but that I believe is an additional license that they could get. And then finally in the fourth drawing is an unlimited, which is your leftover license drawing. A few other requirements and restrictions, I won't go through them all specifically, but the one thing is this, the weapon restrictions on spring, different than the fall, is restricted to the use of shotgun or bow and arrow. No rifle may be used. So moving into the department recommendations here, the first one being a very minor change, you'll see the same recommendation for fall turkey as well. It's just changing a unit name. It was kind of an oversight in what number was associated with the unit that included Aurora and Douglas counties. The number associated with that was 18, and that would be representing Clark County, so it might be confusing. So our recommendation would be to change that from PST 18A to PST 10A, where at least 10 represents Aurora County. The second change is a little bit bigger change. So the unit map shows the shotgun season units where we have the limited license allocation. Archery is different for turkey in that it is open statewide. And currently the only place you can't hunt turkey in the state with archery in the spring is Custer State Park and a portion of Lake County. So staff had a recommendation to remove the closure to the portion of Lake County south of Highway 34. So therefore, and simplify that unit description for archery, and the only place an individual could not hunt with that archery license would be in Custer State Park. Otherwise, some supportive information on kind of going through those recommendations I just went through. We're not thinking it's going to make any huge change biologically. Lake County doesn't have ideal turkey habitat, and even though I'm trying to grow some turkey numbers there, hunting of male turkeys in that unit with archery is not expected to have any negative impact to the potential for that turkey population to grow, if it ever may. It's more of a habitat limiting factor. Tables 1 through 4 go through various harvest date. I won't go through all the numbers, but they're definitely there for your reference. And then finally go through the specifics of the changes to rule there in the draft administrative rule changes. With that, I can take any questions on the spring turkey proposal, but because there were a couple recommendations, if the commissioners do so desire, there would need to be action to turn this into a proposal.
All right, any questions for the spring wild turkey hunting season from Andrew at this point? Or comments? Seeing none, we do need to take action and move this into a proposal, so I will need a motion and a second from a commissioner. So moved by Commissioner White.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. All those in favor of moving this into a proposal, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? It has been moved forward. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you very much. Moving on to agenda item 11B, this is the second spring wild turkey hunting season. I alluded to it a little bit with that archery unit closure in Custer State Park. Chapter 410615, titled Custer State Park, spring wild turkey hunting season. The same proposal and then finalization dates as I discussed before. Season dates are different here in Custer State Park. At least the start date aligns with the rest of the Black Hills. That is the fourth Saturday in April, and then that runs through 8 days prior to Memorial Day. Restricted to Custer State Park, this again is a male-only turkey hunt, restricted to one tag. It's historically been 100 licenses. But as you can see in the requirements and restrictions, that does have a maximum of 200 in the event turkey populations would expand and there'd be a desire to increase that hunting opportunity or increase the number of hunters in the park. Is open to residents only, same weapons restrictions as other spring turkey seasons with shotgun only or bow and arrow. We, at this point, do not have any recommendations for changes to administrative rule, and again, license numbers will hopefully present some preliminary license numbers for spring turkey as well as Custer State Park at next month's commission meeting in July with finalization in September. But at this point, can take any questions on Custer State Park, spring wild turkey hunting season. But otherwise, if there's no desire to make a proposal here, we have no recommendation for any commission action with this season. Again, happy to take questions and comments.
Additional questions or comments for Andrew? Seeing none, there are no questions or comments. All looks good on this end. Thank you, Andrew.
Great, thank you. And moving on here to the fall turkey hunting seasons, a little bit of an expedited timeline here. Again, as I mentioned, we would ask for finalization on the proposal if the commission moves forward with it here today in July, so 1 month from now in Sioux Falls. Two fall turkey hunting seasons, the first of which is going to be The first is going to be the administrative rule change, and the second agenda item would be those license numbers that we will share some preliminary license numbers. So there's an idea of what they may be next month when we would ask the commission to take administrative action. So first, starting with the change to administrative rule 11C, chapter 410614, fall wild turkey season. This one, a little bit simpler season date structure, November 1 to the end of January. Some good overlap there with the deer hunting season, so folks can go out and hunt turkeys during the fall, can attempt to go after a turkey for Thanksgiving. And this is also the primary tool that we use to harvest female turkeys, and obviously that would then have an effect on the turkey population if there were concerns of depredation or too many turkeys in a certain area. This would allow the opportunity to harvest females and hopefully result in a reduced turkey population in that area and provide some additional hunting opportunity. Figure 1 displays the map of open units. The gray shaded areas are where there is a fall turkey hunting season. I'd refer the commission back to the turkey action plan where they would have some details on when these units would be recommended to be opened and how we would go about making recommendations for license numbers. Just going through what the license numbers were in 2023, 200 licenses in the Black Hills with 16 non-resident, one tag, any turkey. Again, they can harvest any either male or female turkey. The Prairie, 1,700 resident, 56 non-resident, one-tag licenses, and 50 resident and 4 non-resident two-tag licenses. Unlimited mentored youth opportunity here with these licenses for both residents and non-residents. Mostly similar restrictions here, especially with the draw structure for the fall. The main difference would be under requirements and restrictions, number 6 and number 7, those would be on the weapon restrictions. In the fall, in some units, and most of these units are all units West River and then a fair amount of units East River, there is an opportunity to harvest a turkey with a rifle. So this would be a person out deer hunting could choose to harvest a turkey if they see one. The only exceptions are in number 7 there, where it's restricted to shotgun. Those would be units 01A, 06A, 08A, 23A, 37A, 48A, and 52A. Those units, again, limited to only a bow and arrow or shotgun. So, department recommendations for changes to this administrative rule would be, the first one is just there was an oversight. Douglas County was included in Charles Mix County. PFT 17A should have only stated Charles Mix County, so it inadvertently had Douglas as well. So we would recommend to strike that. The number 2 recommendation is the exact same change as spring turkey. changing that unit number from 18A to 10A to better represent the county number. And then finally, number three would be to add Stanley County as an open unit for the fall season. In administrative rules, doesn't mean there has to be a season there. It just has the potential that licenses could be allocated in Stanley County. The reason being, when I move into the preliminary license recommendations, there would be a recommendation to have some licenses for fall turkey in Stanley County. Go into some supportive information. I referenced the figure again earlier here. Similar to spring turkey harvest licensing tables, 1, 2, and 3 for the various seasons. Then moving into those administrative rule changes. At this point, pretty minor, probably the only substantive change was including Stanley County. And with that, as far as the fall wild turkey hunting seasons, I can take any questions and comments. Would need action here. And then the next agenda item, I will go through a little bit of license numbers, but those are preliminary.
Very good. Andrew, I do have a quick question. I just want to clarify that we will get those license numbers next month during our commission meeting, and then we will also take final action on this item at the next commission meeting. Am I accurate with that?
Madam Chair, yes, that is exactly right. What we wanted to do here is at least present preliminary license numbers in that next item so public have the opportunity to see what potential changes could be occurring and make comments over the next 30 days.
Thank you. Any additional questions or comments from the Commission? Seeing none, we do need to take action on this, so I would need a motion to approve and a second as well. Motion to approve by Commissioner Teal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Whitmire. All those in favor of approving, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, it is approved. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So my last item here before I get a little break is going to be, as I mentioned, the preliminary license table recommendation, agenda item 11B. Again, just to clarify, this would we would ask the commission to take administrative action next month, but hopefully can receive some input from the public on some of these potential changes. So going through this table, a lot of numbers, but the first half of it is going through the change between the last two seasons and the proposal for the next two seasons. For license numbers. So there's a number change and a percent change, and then the second half, so the column, the four columns on the right side of this table, those are tag number changes. So with all the seasons we have this, but with this turkey hunting season, there are some units where there's double tags. So the tag change does not directly match up with the license number change. See if I can find a quick unit where I could point that out. So in Butte and Lawrence County, 15A, for example, the proposal would be, or the recommendation for next month would be to go from 50 to 75 licenses, which represents a 50% increase in licenses. However, if you go to the columns to the four on the right side, it goes from 50 to 150 tags, so that would represent a 200% increase. This table doesn't have as much detail, so the table on the following page, under supportive information, shows exactly what those tag types are. So the second table does not compare them to the previous year, but it does show more detail of, for example, 15A Butte Lawrence County. You can see those 75 tags would be double tags, whereas the majority of the other units, they're single tags. I think Jackson County is the only other one with a double tag recommendation. So I won't go through any specifics, but again, probably easily can highlight the areas where there's a recommended change with that rightmost column, the percent change. If it's anything other than zero, there's some sort of change that's recommended, and ultimately it's a nominal change for the fall season, 5% change overall in tags. So at this point, no commission action would be recommended, but certainly happy to take any questions, comments, our regional staff and Chad Lehman might know more about details of the biological data if you have any questions regarding that as well.
Andrew, just a quick question. Once we get a good idea of what some of the numbers might be and it's presented to the commission, does it also go out to the public ahead of time, knowing that we will take public hearing and finalization within the same month? Will they have the opportunity, and us as well, to see anything a few days beforehand?
Madam Chair, if you will, I'd refer to Director Kirschman or Liz Carroll regarding when that is shared with the public. I believe it's the Friday before the commission meeting.
Very good. Thank you, Director.
Madam Chair, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. So the table that you do have in front of you, as Andrew just articulated, there are a few adjustments already, some preliminary adjustments. I would not anticipate significant or major changes from some of the recommendations they have. There might be some fine-tuning or tweaking. So individuals will even have that information out right now also when we do put out the action sheet, where through the public notice process and people can look at it, provide comment, that information will be shared as well. So they can see the numbers that we have at this moment in time over the next month. And then they can certainly provide comments, and then, yeah, we can do our best to put that out there of any of the fine-tuning or tweaking. But those numbers won't change a lot between now and your next commission meeting when you'll take final action. But we can put that out there.
Very good. That's helpful. Thank you. Any additional questions or comments from the commission? Seeing none, we do not need to take action on this. Andrew, thank you for that information. This is helpful, and we'll look forward to next month as we revisit a lot of this information. With that, we are just about 2 minutes away from starting our open forum and public hearing, so we'll go ahead and just take a couple minute break to allow folks that wanted to participate during those public opportunities to prepare themselves and get ready. So we will be back in about 2 minutes. And welcome.